you for calling BAM. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Is Mark there?
He is not in. Who's calling?
This is Hashem from Cardiff.
Okay, what's it in regards to?
In regards to some financing he did with Case New Holland a few years back. And, sorry, what was that?
He did some what financing from who?
Case New Holland. This was a few years back, and I was just following up with him because based on his lending history with them, we had sent him a pre-approval about 2.5 weeks ago to the business at 7535 19th Street. Is that correct?
Okay, let me let you talk to Lisa on this. Hold on.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you for holding. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. My name is Hashem. I'm from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know you're probably busy and I don't want to take up too much of your time. She told me you're the one to talk to about finances. I was just following up on the pre-approval that we had sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago based on some lending that Mark did with Case New Holland a few years back. And, I just wanted to circle back with you and see if you guys had anything in the pipeline.
Right now, I'm not sure if we do. I think we might toward the end of the year.
Sure.
I'm not sure if he's going to lend or if he's going to just buy it.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So maybe try touching base with us toward the end of the year.
When would you say is like a good time to call back?
Probably end of November, early December. That's usually when he's deciding on buying
early
something
December.
Big.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Usually, do you know what it is usually that he tries to get or buy or whatever?
I'm thinking this year it's going to be a truck, like a box truck.
A truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, we might just buy it outright if the money's in the account, but he might finance it. So I'm sure that he'll be fine with looking into whatever options he can. So.
Okay. Sure. Have you ever heard of working capital loans before?
I haven't, no. He might have.
He might have. Yeah. Is he the one that usually makes like the final decision of the finances?
Ultimately, he is
yeah.
the one who does. Yeah.
Yeah. You give him the options and he chooses, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. Yeah, so that's my job. I give him the best options.
Yeah.
So far he hasn't, well, let me see. So far when he's financed things, they've been vehicles that he's bought like, and they've been financed through, you know, like the dealership. And that's what we've been doing. Or he just, if he's like buying them off Craigslist or something like that, he just buys them outright.
Right, of course.
But you know, so I'm not exactly sure how he goes about the, you know, process
from the way
of
he finances.
Looking for Yeah.
Right.
Because you know, it's just been I haven't really handled that for him yet. Anyway.
Oh, okay. So it just kind of depends on him, really.
Yeah, it really does, yeah.
Okay.
And then, it also depends on where he ends up looking for a vehicle and how much it ends up costing and stuff like that. Because, I mean, if we have the money in the bank, of course, he doesn't want to pay the
interest. Then he's just going to spend it. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it goes out
if there's
an
profit, like, why
that
not?
Kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. So,
right.
But, you know, if it turns out that he's not going to be looking for anything like that, I can let you know, when you
sure.
meet later in the year.
Absolutely will. Because the reason why I asked about the working capital is because a lot of businesses are actually very unaware of what it is. It was back in after the Great Recession in 2008 when like the bigger banks stopped lending to businesses. That's when working capital came in. And basically what they are is they're unsecured cash loans that get deposited directly into the business bank account. And then it can be used for anything for the business. Whether that's payroll or hiring or marketing, inventory, taxes, whatever it is. And and typically we lend based off of sales. So we're able to loan up to 10 to 15% of your top line revenue in unsecured cash.
Okay.
So that's an option that's definitely available to him. So
yeah.
Would you mind if I sent you an email with some additional information, at least, that maybe you could forward to him?
Yeah, do that. Send it to me, and then this way, once he starts looking, I can get it to him.
Sure, that'd be great.
My email is lisa@bambasement.com.
Lisa at spam basement, you said?
Basements is plural, yes.
Basements.com?
Yep.
All right, perfect. I will just put a little something together and shoot it your way then. And if you can check it out, see if you like it, and show it to Mark, that'd be great.
Okay.
And I'll just follow up with you in November then.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thank you. Lisa, you said, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you, Lisa.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.